Some of Luther's biographers believe that he was summoned home because his father had found a suitable marriage partner for him. In 1521, Luther wrote his father that it was almost 16 years since he had decided to become a monk, and since his father tried to thwart his plans by means of a marriage. "It was even your intention to pledge me to an honorable and rich marriage." A marriage alone, however, cannot explain his trip home, because a marriage could easily have been put off for several weeks. Also, Luther's father would never have interrupted his studies for such a reason. Quite possibly it concerned a decision Luther had made, and the matter was so pressing that it could not wait until the holidays. Or had Hans Luther sensed that his son was considering holy orders and called him home to convince him that marriage would be a better route? In any case, on July 2nd, Martin returned to Erfurt. Near Stotternheim, about 4 miles from Erfurt, he was caught in a terrible thunderstorm. The thunder and lightning were so violent that he feared for his life. This was a fear of sudden death, a fear for an unexpected and insufficiently prepared appearance before the judge of heaven and earth. After lightning struck close by again, he invoked the aid of Saint Anna, who was seen as the mother of Mary, and promised her that he would become a monk if she rescued him from this horrible weather. At least this is the way the story is usually presented. Does it fit with the facts? It is more likely that Luther had gone home to tell his parents that he wanted to become a monk, and that in the thunderstorm he made his definitive vow. According to Luther's own words 30 years later, he had begged, "Help me, Holy Anna, I want to become a monk." As it was, Luther had wanted to become a monk anyway. Therefore, it is incorrect to assume that a soaking wet and deadly afraid Luther made a rash vow in Stotternheim. At an earlier date, he had also invoked the aid of Saint Anna to help him while he considered holy orders to clear his guilt before God, because his death would have come at a very inopportune time. Apparently, Anna must have agreed with him because Luther's life was spared, which confirmed for him that he should enter the monastery. Why did he appeal to Anna and not to Mary? Anna was the patron saint of minors, and therefore we may presume that Luther had learned at home to call on her in emergencies. A year earlier, though, he had appealed to Mary when he accidentally stabbed himself with his dagger. Had his trip home once again brought Anna closer to him? It is also quite possible that Luther had not called out to Anna at all. The first time he mentioned her in the above circumstances was 30 years after the fact. Before that, he had never mentioned Anna. Whatever the case, Luther survived the storm and entered the monastery as he had pledged. Luther's thunderstorm promise was not binding, however, because according to canon law, a person was not obliged to keep vows made in crises, such as he experienced near Stotternheim. But Luther was committed. A stronger motivation than the vow in the storm was the deep fear he felt about dying unprepared to encounter God. Friends at that time compared this change to Paul's conversion on his way to Damascus. Luther was very clear that this was a heavenly call that resounded deep in his soul. In reality, this change in his life was not that radical. He had been preoccupied with seeking God for some time already. He was seeking the God who could provide him with peace in his heart and rest in his conscience.